Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Governor Mike Dunleavy has told Senator Laura Reinbold his administration will no longer respond to her as chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee. KTOO and Alaska Public Media report that Dunleavy wrote the Eagle River Republican a letter yesterday saying she has not upheld her oath of office. Reinbold has attacked his administration's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. In his letter, Dunleavy wrote, quote, "I will not continue to subject the public resources of the state of Alaska to the mockery of a charade disguised as public purpose," unquote. Reinbold has compared the state response to living under martial law and described state pandemic mandates as unconstitutional. She's also questioned the safety of the COVID-19 vaccines and whether all residents who have received the shots have consented to it. Dunleavy wrote in the letter that Reinbold had deceived Alaskans about the government health response and betrayed the public trust by repeating inaccurate information. He added that the state has some of the best health outcomes with some of the least restrictive measures. An aide to Reinbold said she wasn't available to respond. A Fairbanks man faces a federal charge for plotting to have his girlfriend killed. A release from the U.S. Attorney's Alaska office says 54-year-old Roger Keeling was indicted by a federal grand jury for murder for hire. The charge followed a federal indictment last month for stalking the woman, who he'd previously pled guilty in state court to strangling last October. A release from the U.S. Attorney's Office says Keeling allegedly devised and solicited a murder-for-hire plot targeting the woman last month. It says he faces up to 10 years additional to any time he's sentenced for in the stalking case. The FBI and Alaska State Troopers conducted the investigation that led to Keeling's indictment. I'm Dan Bross.